Anastard.
Hey guys, Ronnie.
What's the art?
I was second in fans' player of the year vote. Yeah. Not bad for a second place trophy.
Cool.
Yeah,
right. You know, that has to be kind of a really tough one to take. Was it the maybe initial feeling after that game?
Just so disappointed. Yeah, that one's going to sting for the whole weekend because we know what 3 points would have meant, and then ultimately the manner in which we lost the 3 points, conceding two late goals off of one sloppy marking on the corner and then a transition moment which we didn't deal with on the second goal. That one definitely stings. Yeah.
Are you guys, you know, going to Halifax next week? You know, we don't know what's going to happen this weekend yet, but you know, how motivated will you guys be to go into that game, not just to try and get a little higher up standing, but to have a little bit of momentum going into playoffs?
Yeah, I think losing is the biggest motivation because the next game, you're right back to square zero. You have everything to prove. And ultimately, in the grand scheme of things, we still have the opportunity to fight for the things that we said we wanted to fight for. So as disappointing as this one is to take, and this one hurts a lot, ultimately as professionals and as men, we have to rebound from this and go again. There's no crying over spilt milk. Just have to get on with it. No problem.
Elijah, it felt like as the 80th minute came by, you know, Pacific really putting their foot on the gas, but also some defensive, maybe the gaps were just widening a bit. I'm just wondering what you saw, because the space really opened up for Pacific later on.
I think in any game that sort of happens, because as people get more tired, come the 60th, 75th minute onwards to the 90th, there's just naturally more spaces, and I think that's us. We know solutions to that. We know how we defend and how we like to stay compact. I think what disappoints me too is they probably had 10 corners. They were dangerous on them, and then we conceded on the last one in the last 10 minutes of the game, which for us as a group, it's just lack of concentration, right, which hurts a lot. And then the rest of the game, the last goal, I haven't even seen it back yet, and I probably need to see it tomorrow instead of tonight, because it just, like you said, there was big spaces, we didn't deal with it, and then we get punished. And that's how football is. It's cruel.
Thank you.
Elijah, do you believe that losing Higgins kind of make you guys look a little weak, because you have to bring Baldessi on the back, and then probably you guys got tired in the second half? You believe if he's taking a little longer, will sort everything out and make your job easier?
I believe losing any key player hurts the team, but to be honest, I mean, and now has been an absolute soldier for us. I believe in the quality of the players that we have. So when Baldissimo went back there, I didn't feel no type of way. I didn't feel any less than as a team. I think it was just a case of us as a group, because I don't want to take away the good work. The first 80 minutes, though, it was up and down. It was playoff football. We did well. We were up 1-0, and our goal was in hand. And then the last 10 minutes, personnel is personnel. You build a group for moments like this. You have to be prepared for anything. And ultimately, we just fell asleep in two key moments of the game. And football is like that. You can play well for 85 minutes, but if you don't score or put them away, like we had chances to do, then the game becomes difficult. And I think we put ourselves in a difficult situation, and then ultimately we paid the consequence.
Can you share your secret? What is probably your routine? What kind of breakfast do you eat early in the morning? Because you are able to last all the 90 minutes, and you play like it's no never ending. And probably if the coach will kick you out, probably maybe you even get upset, because you seem like you look like energized for money.
I mean, I'm pretty simple. I like to eat clean foods. I mean, I don't know if I want to. I wake up, I train. I learning to become a cook this year. My skills, I don't know how good they are, but I don't know. I take pride in my job, and I take pride in trying to be the best soccer player I can be. So it's important to me to be available. I've had a lot of injury issues in the past, so a big goal of mine this year was just to be available as often as I could be. And I have a good team back in Calgary that helped me a lot. I think the environment that we had this year also helped me. But ultimately, like the guys that know me, I'm an energetic type person, so I'm thankful that they allow me to be that. But yeah, no, I just do everything I can possible. And I also have my brother that plays at a high level, who's a great role model for me. So I just do everything I can possible to be available as long as I can. And I'm passionate and I love the game. So I'll give my all on the pitch, and long may it continue that I keep on playing, because I love the game.
Thank you, Lance.
No problem.
I've noticed losing at home is not a good thing for against Pacific FC, and also it could be a potential playoff match for you coming into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that you might actually versus Pacific FC for the playoffs?
To be honest, despite the result, I still have belief in the group against Pacific, and I know with the way things are looking now that they got the 3 points today, that that's looking like a more likely matchup, depending on if we finish third or fourth now. But having played every team 4 times in this league, bar Halifax, after next week, I think we now know the strengths and weaknesses of every team. Every team in this league is a good team. But I feel like on our best day, we can beat any team. I felt like that against Pacific today. Ultimately, we didn't get the 3 points, but I know when this group does what we can do and we execute to the highest of our ability and we give it, we can beat anybody. I think, like, last week we played Ottawa, we beat them, we might see them in the playoffs. So everything's a preview. It's just a case of being ready when the moment comes. So this one hurts. But the only bright side of losing is it gives you more fuel to the fire when you play a potential team again. So if we do get Pacific in playoffs, I just know that the team talk will be the easiest team talk ever. It's a case of these guys just beat you. They have the bragging rights. They have everything. They think they're going to beat you again. It's up to you as professional footballers to have pride to go and get 3 points. So yeah, it's not a matchup I fear, for sure, despite the result today. We've played them 3 or 4 times this season. They're a good team. They're well coached. But ultimately, I have confidence in the group that on our day, we can beat them. And in playoffs, we intend to show that.
Well, just because you did finally just drop the name of your brother, how the relationship that you two have had, let's say not as kids, but just in the last 3 years, like how can you, I don't know, Zoom calls or watch each other's games or, you know, nice game, brother,
yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, he's definitely one of my best friends. Me and my brother have been really close our whole life. We're a year and a half apart in age. He's been probably my biggest role model in football. So we still FaceTime before games. We still give each other feedback on games. We're still as passionate as ever through good moments and through bad moments. I know that I have his support. He knows that he has my support. And I think that's invaluable, knowing that somebody cares for you with no incentive and for no reason, just besides the fact that they want to see you do well because they love you. So that's probably one of the most valuable relationships in my life. And yeah, we're still on FaceTime, still texting. And it's just, I don't know, it's normal to me. So he just knows that I'm there for him when he needs, and I know that he's there for me when I need. So yeah, that's my guy.
Thank you.
No problem.
He mentions that about your brother, that he's a big role model for you. What's your thoughts on him actually winning the Canadian Championship?
Pride. I think in football, it's not often that you have the opportunity to win a trophy, let alone do it. And to do it with your hometown team where you came through as a youth player, it just makes me proud. And every time he succeeds on the big stage, no matter where he is, I just get the same feelings again, like, well done, big bro. You're still paving the way. So the more he keeps doing that and reaching more heights, it's just more motivation to myself to hopefully keep our last name in good faith and just to keep trying to build something.
And do you hope that he pushes being in that level for the CONCACAF Champions Cup?
Definitely. I have full faith and belief in him. My faith in him will never waver. So I just hope the absolute best for his career. Every game he plays, I want him to be man of the match and to win. And he wants the same for me. Football's a different story, though. But, yeah, no, that's just no matter where we are in life, we're always going to be cheering there for each other.
No worries.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So that was like the fan award, the
yeah,
right.